It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here as we explore the Milwaukee Muslim Film Festival. Opens Thursday with the film An Act of Worship. It focuses on the lives of Muslims in the U.S. and encounters with hate over 30 years. Here's a moment from the trailer.
My dad used to sit on the edge of my bed every night and recite a prayer of protection over my sister and I. My parents got calls telling them, your children will be next. That experience taught them to keep their religion and culture hidden.
Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Janann Najib is founding member and current president of the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition. The organization started the Milwaukee Muslim Film Festival 7 years ago. Janann, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So explain why you encourage people here in Wisconsin to see movies from the Milwaukee Muslim Film Festival.
Well, you know, it's always an opportunity when you get a chance to view films about different cultures and different faiths and different subjects than you may normally hear about. And it's a great opportunity because we're choosing films that we feel accurately represent the Muslim community. And we have, after every single one of our films, a panel or a talk back. And so it's also another opportunity to ask questions and have discussions. And it's just a great event.
Was it hard to pick just 8 films?
Oh, absolutely. There are so many great films out there. And, you know, we try to have a variety of different topics that are covered. And every year is different. Sometimes we end up with more dramas. Sometimes we end up with more comedies. It so happens this year that we ended up with quite a few documentaries, but they're all really great.
Well, let's dive in here. First off, An Act of Worship. It's about the life of Muslim Americans told through the stories of young Muslim activists. And, you know, in this moment in Iran, as you are well aware, young female Muslims are protesting, you know, against modesty laws and theocratic rule. What are the parallels between the movie and what is happening as you see it in Iran now?
Well, in Iran, I think, you know, the protests are over forced modesty laws because within the Islamic faith, you know, faith is a choice, it's a journey. And imposing such laws is not something that is really acceptable. But I think in An Act of Worship, what it shows is here then we have on the opposite side in the United States, whereas, of course, the laws allow people to dress as they choose. You have individuals that don't want to want to see people that look outrightly Muslim or you know, ethnic in any way. And so you're dealing with kind of parallels here where, you know, in an act of worship, you see people that are Muslim that are trying to hide their faith, you know, and not feeling comfortable enough to really portray who they really are.
Well, let's hear another moment from the trailer. This is about forced assimilation with an Americanized name.
Farouk, what a weird name. I don't know why your parents named you that. You should be Jimmy. I'm going to call you Jimmy.
You should be Jimmy. I'm going to call you Jimmy. What are your observations about assimilation and the impact on the Muslim American community?
Well, you know, I think one of the great beauties of our country is just the diversity and the beauty of that diversity. And, you know, you have the opportunity to have the whole world here But at the same time, you know, this is an example of where people want you to fit in the mold that they want, and they want you to sort of fade into the background because they don't want to see other cultures or other religions or even names that they themselves don't understand. Although, you know, they might have been immigrants here just a couple of generations ago. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important for us to recognize that this is a form of bigotry and racism, and it's something that we have to work against.
Bigotry, racism, Islamophobia, you know, an act of worship really addresses the sharp rise in Islamophobia in the U.S. How intense is it here in Wisconsin? What would you assess?
You know, I think that in general, Wisconsin is probably doing better in at least the urban areas than some of the other cities. But you find that a lot of times within rural areas, even when, you know, we go out to speak, and I know members of my organization sometimes go out to speak in some of the more rural areas, sometimes they're actually, unfortunately, a little bit fearful because they find people look at them differently. They hear things, things are said to them, and they don't always feel safe. And again, I don't want to generalize because that's not the case with everybody. There's some wonderful people. And there are people, of course, in urban areas that carry that kind of xenophobia and racism against, whether it's immigrants, migrants, you know, people that are Latino, Muslim, Black, so many different types of racisms that I think have become almost mainstreamed. And it's really a concern. And so I think that what's very interesting and why we chose An Act of Worship as the opening night film is because it's not even just, a representation of what Muslim Americans are going through. It's really a representation of what so many different minority groups are going through.
Mm. Janann Najib with us, president of the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition that organizes the Milwaukee Muslim Film Festival that opens Thursday. You can join in 800-642-1234. Let's turn to Thirst for Justice that plays Friday in Milwaukee. The documentary follows community members in two cities being poisoned by their drinking water. And we see filmmaker Leanna Hosea, who's the BBC reporter. And so let's hear Hosea at a site in Sanders, Arizona, where in 1979, a dam broke, causing the largest release of radioactive waste in U.S. history.
24 hours spent at this site exposed me to the yearly maximum dose of a nuclear worker. This freaks me out. But imagine what it's like living here.
Janann, why did you bring water injustice as a theme to this year's film festival?
Right. And, it's definitely interesting that we have a team that decides on films. And we thought that it was just so timely. First of all, the individual in the city of Flint that led the protests and work to bring attention to the water in Flint was an American Muslim woman, and she's interviewed in the film itself. But we thought this is so important because it also hits close to home with the issue of lead in our pipes here, and we know the lead poisoning that has taken place in many places in our city and the effect of it. And so, you know, one of the purposes of the Milwaukee Muslim Film Festival is, of course, to bring attention to issues that are of importance to Muslims and to everyone, and to understand these particular topics. But we're also very social justice oriented, and we felt that this was an important enough topic to also bring to the festival.
The filmmakers, they describe Thirst for Justice as viscerally demonstrating the increasing restrictions to freedom in America. How does that play out in water?
You know, because what I think what is very clear is our water is being poisoned. It's being used in particular ways. And sometimes politicians have turned a blind eye because, you know, you have big companies that are bringing their money and their resources. And so they've been silent about this simply for gain, whether it's to bring business into their cities or sometimes even personal gain. And so it is really concerning. Because it's being done at the expense of so many individuals and children and families.
Janann Najib heads up the Milwaukee Muslim Film Festival, opens Thursday as we explore the films and their themes. Join in on how film opened your eyes to another culture or how you view Muslim Americans' portrayal in films. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition, they work to promote an accurate understanding of Islam and Muslim women. One of those avenues is through the Milwaukee Muslim Film Festival that's in its seventh year. Join in on how this independent film festival impacts you, themes you want to explore in the eight films, how Muslim Americans are portrayed in storylines. Join in 800-642-1234. We have festival organizer Janann Najib who stays with us. Janann, last year, a University of Southern California study had found that about 1% of characters in American films are Muslim. And so when characters are Muslim, they're often stereotyped and they're linked to violence. What are the ramifications there of inaccurate representation of Muslims?
Absolutely. And that's why we're really trying to choose films for the film festival that discuss topics and bring up issues that are relevant to everyone, but also has an accurate portrayal of Muslims or issues are dealing with Muslims. Because when you have such little representation in films, and then when you do have it, it's always negative. And most people don't really get their information from, you know, by reading. They get it from films, they get it from television, they get it from the media. And so their perception of Muslims and of Islam is very warped. And it's problematic, because to counter that, you need a lot of funds and you need a lot of opportunities for people to kind of encounter Muslims and meet them in order to have an accurate view. And so the film festival is just one way that we try to bring it to people's, you know, to their doorsteps, to a place that is really comfortable to come to, such as a film festival.
That makes sense. Let's go to the next film. Boycott plays Sunday at the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee. Tell us a little bit of a thumb sketch here about Boycott.
Well, this is a really, really interesting film, and I think it's something that everyone should see. It's it really addresses the efforts to prevent boycott and divestment in firms that work specifically on Palestinian land, firms that are part of the Israeli occupation, because those firms are promoting and you know, the occupation, and also creating a lot of problems for the Palestinians there. And so there has been a concerted effort supported by a foreign government, Israel, and some of the organizations that work to promote Israeli policy here in the United States. to really ban this, although it's well known that this is a tactic that has been used forever. It was used in South Africa against apartheid. It's something that Palestinian people have called for as a way to end the occupation of their land. It's something that we have used against many, many countries, including now against Russia because of their invasion of Ukraine, and why there's a separate policy to prevent it in even state legislatures is very concerning. And so it's really a very, very well-researched, well-thought-out film. I really encourage everyone to see how political players enter in and try to affect American democracy for their benefit.
In Boycott, we meet Bahia Amawi, who is a protagonist, fired from her job after refusing to sign her contract that included, as you talked about, anti-boycott Israel language. In 2018, she told The Intercept that she grew up as a Palestinian and knows firsthand the oppression and the daily struggles Palestinians face.
It infringed on all my principles. And on top of that, my right to speech and also right to protest. It's baffling that they can throw this down our throats, you know, and decide to protect another country's economy versus protect our constitutional rights.
So you can see the freedoms there and the friction that is really central to Boycott. How have people been reacting to the laws banning boycotts against Israel?
Well, of course, there's some polarization in this country. There are many people that, of course, consider it freedom of speech, and it is freedom of speech. And in a court of law, in some of the states, it has been overturned because it is such a clear freedom of speech violation. Yet at the same time, we have 30 state legislatures, including Wisconsin, which under former Governor Scott Walker instituted this ban. It was supported by the pro-Israeli policy organizations, and it was sort of done under the table without much notice to everyone. And so now if you want to have a contract with the state of Wisconsin, you have to sign that you will not participate in any type of boycott or Israel. And this makes absolutely no sense. What does Israel have to do with a contract here that is specific for Wisconsin? It's affecting our economy, and it is hindering the freedom of speech, which is enshrined in our Constitution.
We're in conversation with Janann Najib, who's president of the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition, organizing the Milwaukee Muslim Film Festival, which starts this week. Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Janann, Muslims speak a wide variety of languages. How do you decide whether to show a film in its original language or in a dubbed version?
Right. It's that's part of the discussion we have. We have a couple of the films, for example, Wandering, which is a very compelling story of the Rohingya people. And as you know, Burmese and Rohingya have the largest population of refugees in the United States, is actually in Wisconsin. And so that is entirely subtitled because it's in the Rohingya language, but it's incredibly poetic, and I think just listening to it is really important for people to feel the emotion of people as they speak within their own language, particularly as you see the difficulties that they had in leaving their country due to the genocide and living in refugee camps. And so we try to make sure that also the subtitles are an accurate representation. But yes, there are so many languages that are spoken.
Well, Janann, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a taste of these films.
Thank you very much, and we hope everyone will join us. They're wonderful films, and we hope to have great discussions. Thank you so much for having me.
Janann Najib is the founding member and the current president of the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition. The organization started the Milwaukee Muslim Film Festival, runs from October 20th through the 23rd in Milwaukee. We have a link to the film festival's website at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.